This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And I was really thinking about that phrase, "I will put words in your mouth." You know what that means? God will prompt you to say things at a certain situation. Satan will prompt you to say things in a certain situation. He really will. We either choose, I'm going to take my promptings from the Holy One. I'm going to take my promptings from the Lord God Almighty as He speaks to my spirit about what to say to people. I have a feeling that people in this room today, you know what God wants you to say and to whom He wants you to say it. I have some background, family-wise, in the Catholic Church. My mother was Catholic, my grandparents were Catholic, and as an adult, my mom came out of the Catholic Church, to use that expression. But I have familiarity with going to Catholic weddings and Catholic funerals and Catholic background, that I have some knowledge of some of the things that are taught. One of the saints, called saints in the early church, about 300 AD, was a man by the name of Jerome, Saint Jerome. And I was reading just by accident about his life one day, and he was talking about wealthy women who came to Christ during his ministry, that were at the church that he served or wherever he was preaching. And he said wealthy women would come to church and come under the conviction of the Spirit of God. And he said they felt guilty about wearing gold to church and wearing finery and having their hair braided. That he said some of these women would go just the opposite direction. They would wear rags to worship services. And he said, the word he used, they looked sordid, S-O-R-D-I-D. And he said something interesting. Instead of attracting attention by wearing fine clothes and fine hair, they attracted attention by dressing down. And here's what he said he had to tell them. He said, I had to tell them, I had shared with them, it has nothing to do with your gold finery or your rags. It has to do with your heart. It has to do with your heart. What's my point? The God who knows you and who's not going to leave you alone is interested in your heart. He's interested in what you do out of your heart. You know, the Bible says that even your words come out of your heart. Did you ever notice that? Jesus says that. That it's from your heart the words come out that bless people or curse people. And Jesus would go on to say, it's by your words you will be justified and by your words you will be condemned. I don't know about you, but that's pretty frightening. God didn't make everything just to make it. There's a reason for everything. That's why I believe I have a purpose in life. I want to tell you today that God has a purpose for your life. God has a purpose for your life, and ultimately it's connected to Christ. And that's what most people don't know, that God created me for a purpose that's connected to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, Jesus, that whoever would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. The God who will not leave you alone is the God who sent His Son to die for you. Remember that. That's the reason I know God's not going to give you the pot of coffee on the table and then leave you alone. He gave His Son to die for you. And Paul says in Ephesians that we were brought from death to life. He resurrected us from our transgressions. That's pretty involved. When you bring somebody back to life spiritually, you're involved in somebody's life. Well, we conclude the first message from the new series from the book of Jeremiah tomorrow on CrossHope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening to CrossHope.
You've been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.